brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Victory or death, and that is how Colonel William Travis signed his letter that he sent from the Alamo with a lone scout to go for help. And then, of course, fighting at least 8-1, they were slaughtered. But that sparked the revolution that brought us the great country of Texas and then its merger as the Lone Star State, the only state to voluntarily opt in after the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights during that 8-year process. And we stand here at that threshold again with classical hardcore tyranny eviscerating the Republic. Make no doubt, America is being butchered and murdered right now before your eyes by a group of smiling New World Order front men. Here's the news today. I'll tell you about the guests coming up. Majority of U.S. states join sovereignty movement, assert 10th Amendment rights. A beautiful fact that now the majority of the states are on board thanks to your work, listeners. Obama to seek new assault weapons ban and more gun control. They are going to call it a reauthorization of the assault weapons ban and actually physically ban your rifles and handguns and register the rest of your guns. Attorney General Eric Holder is a vicious, vicious criminal. He has been identified as one of the key operatives over the OKC operation. Do you realize what I'm doing on air? I'm here pointing my finger at the Attorney General. We have his internal memos through lawsuits. The lawyers that did this were threatened, their families threatened, their lives basically ruined. Police officers were murdered to bring you this information. You understand? To bring you this information, a lot of people have died, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a game. This is not a regular radio show where we sit around and play footsie and make fun of the liberals or make fun of the conservatives and giggle and snicker. Eric Holder ran the OKC cover-up operation. We have his letters where he talks about how it's national security to cover it up. And he has argued for all of your guns, including black powder, to be confiscated from you. He is an outrageous tyrant. He is the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the terrible tyrant of the police state. You heard me right. Obama seeks new assault weapons ban. The ban expired in 2004 during Bush administration. This is ABC News. Democrats introduce public national service bills forcing the old and the young to serve the feds, the globalists. I mean, this is slavery. And they're going to implode the economy down to nothing. And then you're going to be given a stipend, national ID card with credits on it. And the howling mobs that will now be living off the government will be deadly weapons pointed at the Republic and the middle class. This is their move, ladies and gentlemen. This is their move. They don't build up a leader as a messianic savior unless they're planning open warfare against the people. You know, it's come out that most of, this is coming up, that most of the people that Obama's tried to put in his cabinet have had to step down. Some of them don't. They just go ahead and appoint them, like Tim Geithner, because they don't pay taxes. And I've told you, you can pull up the mainstream news articles where over 65% of Congress doesn't pay taxes. It's not meant for them. It's meant for slave. That's, look in the mirror. That's who they say you are. Well, here it is. Rahm Emanuel doesn't pay taxes. And it comes out, he doesn't just have billionaires paying for luxury palace homes he has in D.C. for free from lobbyists. He isn't just hooked up with the Chicago mob and every form of criminal operation. Rahm Emanuel doesn't pay taxes. Of course he doesn't. Like David Rockefeller said, taxes are for slaves. We'll come back into this and a lot more as the battle for the Republic intensifies.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got David Bay and Chris Pinto, the co-directors of America's Secret Beginnings, Eye of the Phoenix, the Dollar Bill, joining us for an hour and a half from 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to the end of the transmission today to go over this powerful new film. Senator, we have a state senator lined up to come on the show as well, and we have State Representative Charles Key popping in because they have passed the resolution to say no gun confiscation, no martial law, no false forced conscription in Oklahoma, and it looks like it's going to pass the Senate unless they play some parliamentary tricks. We had a state senator on about that yesterday, the co-author of the Senate version of State Rep. Charles Key's bill. And that dovetails with this headline we've got up on Infowars.com, a great analysis from New World Liberty. Majority of U.S. states join sovereignty movement, assert 10th Amendment rights. Now, the last time 14 states passed this in 94-95, the feds bombed Oklahoma City, and it's an absolute fact they did. An absolute fact they blew that building. And guess who was Deputy Attorney General at the time? Eric Holder. Obama to seek new assault weapons ban and more. ABC News. Brace yourselves. Rahm Emanuel doesn't pay taxes, another headline. Meanwhile, in Israel, what are they doing to fight the recession? Slashing taxes, no tax increases. Because when Kennedy cut federal taxes by 50%, the Treasury amount of money coming in doubled. As people spend more money and the economy explodes. They want to kill the economy. They know what they're doing. They want to consolidate the economy. The banks have bragged they're doing this. Netanyahu's set to fight recession with repeat dose of tax cuts. This is Bloomberg. Plans to apply the same small government policies when he becomes Israel prime minister as he did 6 years ago as finance minister. Then his tax and spending cuts helped lift the economy out of recession. They may be less suitable this time around. The Likud party leader, who has until April 3 to form a coalition, faces a shrinking economy, growing budget deficit, and a frozen corporate bond tax. The recession in the U.S. and Europe has clobbered Israel's exports, which account for about half the gross domestic product in the country, whose economy is smaller than Singapore's. His only fiscal tool for the government is a budget drawn up in August and stalled in the parliament, the Knesset. Israel must take steps in the spirit of the U.S. and Europe to allow even bigger deficit, said A.V. Ben Bassett, a professor of economics at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. The situation requires a change in policy. And his plans are huge tax cuts. But the United States won't be getting those. I mean, you'll get $15 and something every 2 weeks, I guess. And then all the carbon taxes and regulations and a tax on the middle class, which will then just shut down their businesses, and you'll lose your job. But, hey, it's fun. Reuters reports financial crisis sparks unrest in Europe. We'll get into that. Bernanke again spurs talk of bank nationalization because they got to drive that bank stock down more so they can consolidate it. Got to badmouth that economy and engage in financial terrorism. Obama forecast $1.75 trillion deficit this year, and he wants the biggest supplementary funding to the over $1 trillion defense budget, up from $600 billion. With a supplemental of $800+ billion, Obama's war machine needs $800 billion for 2009 supplemental. That's on top of it. So I guess the defense budget with some other added things will be $1,900 billion. Ron Paul grills Bernanke, you can't reinflate the bubble. I'm going to play that clip a little bit later. Octuplet mom, I knew this was coming, fears hospital may not release babies. And then in the article, they say, yeah, the hospital's looking at using the CPS because maybe she can't take care of eight babies. See, I mean, it's all about just first they demonize the woman in the news and say, how dare I have all these children? It's hurting the economy as if children are our future and don't fund the economy later. And I knew they were setting her up for this, so they'll have a big public event for you to sell having the state take your children. CIA adds economy to threat updates. I mean, they're the ones, Wall Street founded the CIA out of skull and bones. They're the ones running all this, so they've got to now grandstand as our saviors, get involved domestically. Princeton physicist tells Congress Earth is CO2 famine, which it is. Increase will be good for mankind, Business and Media Institute, and a powerful member of the liberal MPs, of all people, is challenging the leader of his party because he's a scientist. And he says, humans not causing climate change. Look at Hitler, and he ties it into Hitler, I think, very well done. I've got all these photos and images we were just looking at yesterday and today of Obama all over the world shown as the Christ, as Jesus. He's now more popular in polls than Jesus. Meanwhile, this is the type of fluff they're feeding the public out of the Sun. Sex-mad Russian died after guzzling a bottle of Viagra pills to keep him going for 12-hour orgy with two women pals. This is the kind of stuff they put in the news to distract the public. So that is some of what is coming up today. Major newspapers like the London Times and others in the 1776 period wrote about how horrible it would be if we were allowed to set up our own country outside their banking system, and how horrible it was that later, a decade later with the Bill of Rights, that there was a Second Amendment and that if the idea of people being able to be armed spread, the serfs of Europe would no longer be slaves. Now, remember, the first gun laws were against blacks in this country after they were freed. They began buying firearms and defending themselves from the lynchers and the slave masters and the people that wanted to burn them out. They would get jealous whenever blacks started their own businesses. Despite a lot of oppression and things that went on, there were a lot of whites, in fact, the majority that worked happily with blacks. And so some of the first big cotton gin operations and tanneries and businesses were owned and run by blacks. And they'd burn them out. They'd kill them. And the blacks started fighting back, so they passed laws to take their guns. And, of course, Native Americans were disarmed. Slaves are disarmed. You know, Pol Pot says, turn your firearms in. The public turns them in. He slaughters 35% of Cambodia's population in the next few years. Obama to seek new assault weapons ban. But when you read the ABC News article and more, see, they're going to call it a reauthorization of the assault weapons ban, but they're going to physically ban them. He wants that new power in the bills they've introduced. We've read those bill numbers on air. It's in the Obama deception film. It'll be done Sunday. Hallelujah. And it's happening. I've got a clip of Obama. It's on YouTube where he says, look, I'm for reasonable gun control. We're not going to ban all your guns overnight. We're just going to do it in steps. And they want a shooting war. They want a physical fight. They know that there's a large percentage of gun owners who will not turn their guns in, and they want dead cops and dead military and dead citizens. You know what Holder does in here, and I told you they were going to do this. It's in the Security and Prosperity Partnership plans that Judicial Watch sued 2 years ago and got. It's an endgame blueprint for global enslavement. They state in there they're going to use the collapsing economy and economic crises and influx of refugees from Mexico to bring in the SPP. And now they're saying, oh, we've got to have a continuous border with Mexico and Canada. We've got to merge the two. You'll have a inner North American Union passport. They've now rolled that out. People are getting it. Has a tracker chip in it. The Mexicans are to be given it. The Canadians are to be given it. And because they made drugs illegal, and it's a $400 billion industry, and as I told you 3 years ago with Sela Castillo, former head DEA agent down there, they were training Los Zetas and others under CIA control to go in and go after the four sub-cartels and a few other mini-cartels who only had about 30, 40, depending on which numbers you look at, percentage of the cocaine and heroin trade out of Mexico into the U.S. That's the major conduit. And so they started a war with the drug cartels, knowing that it would totally bring Mexico down. And then the martial law would be declared in Texas, which they've now done on the border. They're now at a high stage of alert. We had the state senator on a few days ago about that. It is martial law on the border now. And things are collapsing. And Holder says that American guns are going to Mexico. Now, that's a lie. The drug cartels are getting their weapons from the Mexican military. There's been reports that the Mexican military has bought four times just in the last few years the amount of machine guns and handguns and rifles they need for their forces. There's many more guns in their possession than, you know, per soldier than they actually have. They don't care, though. You know, the CIA gives thousands of 50 caliber rifles to the Taliban, and then they try to push 50 caliber bans saying Al-Qaeda's got 50 cals from American gun shows. No, then it came out on record. The CIA gave them the stinking things. This is how they operate. They create the crisis, offer the solution. He says that, and they're coming for your guns. The crime rate's going to explode. There's going to be wars with the Mexican mafia and MS-13 and Los Zetas. The kidnappings are exploding. We're now a third world country. They're kidnapping people all over Austin. They keep it quiet. Kidnapping capital of the world is Mexico City. Number two in the world, this is even put out by Interpol, is Phoenix. Number three is L.A. Number four is Houston. You think the drug-dealing, money-laundering banks that run our country didn't know that cracking down on the drug cartels that don't pay their cut was going to cause civil war? They're going to start war with Iran. They're going to start total implosion of Mexico. They're going to take everything you've got, and they're going to have giant brigades of millions of people with welfare cards and uniforms. They're going to give, they've already done it, the welfare crowd machine guns. They're coming for us. Thank you.
unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors.
Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Thank you for joining us. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget the free podcast you can download and subscribe to at Infowars.com by clicking on the Listen Live page.
And it runs through our lives.
You know, the people crave unity and friendship and brotherhood. But the establishment gives a counterfeit of that. They say that's what they're doing, but really they're creating division. Like Attorney General Eric Holder, very wicked man, coming out and saying Americans are cowards racially. That was to re-inject racial tension. Because they don't want us to unite. They want us to keep on fussing and fighting. Obama to seek new assault weapons ban. The ban expired in 2004 during the Bush administration. The Obama administration will seek to reinstate the assault weapons ban that expired in 2004 during the Bush administration, Attorney General Eric Holder said today. As President Obama indicated during the campaign, there are just a few gun-related changes, just a few, that we would like to make. And among them would be to reinstate the ban on the sale of assault weapons, Holder told reporters. Now, remember, right before he became chief of staff, Congressman Rahm Emanuel introduced bills to basically ban everything. I mean, folks, this is happening right now. Holder said that putting the ban back in place would not only be a positive move by the United States, it would help cut down the flow of guns going across the border into Mexico. Why don't you defend the border, traitor? Most of the guns don't come from here. That's why we need guns. They've got a gun ban in Mexico, and look how they're falling apart, like Chicago and New York and D.C., and you know that. You want lawlessness, so we've got to come to you and beg and be your slaves for protection. It's like the mob threatens to burn down your grocery store if you don't pay them protection money. You're a mobster. You're a dirty gangster. It would help cut down the flow of guns across the border into Mexico, which is struggling with heavy violence along drug cartels along the border. I think that will have a positive impact on Mexico at a minimum, Holder said at a news conference on the arrest of more than 700 people in a drug enforcement crackdown on Mexico's drug cartels operating in the U.S. They only arrest their competition, by the way. That's all this is. Publicly, the globalists run a war with U.S. troops in Colombia for over a decade trying to get the goodies. A State Department travel warning issued February 20, 2009 reflected government concerns about the violence. So see how the news integrates what's happening in Mexico as if the Second Amendment did this? When no one is allowed to own a gun but the corrupt, scumbag police and military of Mexico? You want to be a slave? You're going to be, folks. Some recent Mexican army and police confrontations with drug cartels have resembled small unit combat with cartels employing automatic weapons and grenades, said Holder. As if grenades are being sold in businesses. This is pure horse crap. The drug cartels mainly have Heckler and Koch machine guns from Germany sold to the military and then sold by the military to the drug gangs. Resemble small unit combat with cartels employing automatic weapons and grenades. The warning said large firefights have taken place in many towns and cities across Mexico, but most recently in northern Mexico, including Tijuana, Chihuahua, Juarez. At the news conference today, Holder described the discussions with Mexican counterpart about the recent spike in violence. I met yesterday with Attorney General Medina Mora of Mexico, and we'll discuss the unprecedented levels of violence his country is facing because of their enforcement efforts, he said. So he comes out and says, we got to pass gun bans in America because of Mexico so we can live just like they do with a bunch of pot-bellied government scum ruling and taking everybody's property and just dominating everybody so we can live like people do in Chicago and New York and D.C., you piece of trash.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
State Representative Charles Key, about Oklahoma on the verge of passing their Declaration of Independence, joins us in T-minus 27 minutes. Then Sela Castillo, who's going to be in court today. Prosecutor claims Iran-Contra whistleblower is a danger to society. They did the same thing they did to Randy Weaver. They kept saying his buddy that, you know, met him at gun shows, oh, just sell me a shotgun. Just please sell me a shotgun. He's a school teacher, former police officer, former DEA agent. And he said, okay, here's the rifle. Boom, they busted him. Turned out that that was staged, so they had to drop that case, and they charged him with something else. This is how they operate. It's how they roll. And he told us more than 3 years ago, those YouTube videos and Google videos are everywhere. Like, I don't have the time to do this, listeners. It really helps us when you go out, you heard the shows, you remember them, and find the shows from years ago where we say they're training CIA paramilitary Mexican commandos with billions of dollars in South Texas to launch a huge drug war to take over the remaining cartels. They mean to bring down Mexico and collapse it. Exactly what we told you is happening again. Because Sela Castillo was the most high-ranking DEA agent. He was over about 50 officers in Central and South America. He was over it all. And he saw them flying the cocaine out of El Apango Airport, and he blew the whistle. He's been on Nightline, you name it. He's testified before Congress, and they told him about a year and a half ago, he said, yeah, they've been threatening me, they've been calling me, they told me, we're going to get you. Then he exposed that the BATF in Texas gun shows, where he sells his books, on the weekend, just to educate people. He exposed that they have hidden cameras in the gun shows, trying to set people up for not even breaking the law, and they told him, we're going to get you, Sela Castillo, we're going to get you. that when they pulled him over in the setup sting, they said, how dare you say the government deals the drugs? You're going to prison. You know, any police that are in denial about the fact that over 80% of the heroin and cocaine brought into this nation is brought in by the CIA or by their licensed couriers, and then to be money laundered, there's constantly ships and 18-wheelers and jets crashing full of cocaine and marijuana, heroin, you name it. It's all over the news. I mean, there's so much of this stuff they're shipping over directly in CIA aircraft that there's been many cases of them crashing in the U.S. and in Mexico and in Latin America. You understand, we have drug-dealing criminals that run the government. They want your guns. They want to dominate you. They want a tyranny. They're going to bankrupt the economy so bad that all the Kool-Aid drinkers are going to be given government ID cards that government credits are put on, as Homeland Security announced years ago. And you're going to have most of the public on the government payroll with fiat money. This is the equivalent of a Nazi slash Soviet slash Mao takeover. But if the police and the military and the states say, we know what you're doing. We know you're criminals. We know you're foreign bankers. We know you don't even pay taxes. You're so corrupt. We know you're a private Federal Reserve. And we just beat that drum. And we know you're going to, folks, I'm telling you right now, I'm sure of it. They're going to stage terror attacks soon. I will be very surprised if they don't stage something big by the end of this year. And then it's going to be just full out federal worship on TV. The terrorists hit us. We're doing what we have to. And I think it's going to be Al-Qaeda-type terrorists, you know, operatives, are going to go into shopping malls and schools. I think it's going to be hundreds dead. Now, just exposing this may stop it. But all of their attack patterns, their pre-programming, their drills, their ops tell me that is one of their main programs. They've got that operation locked and loaded and pointed at the people's head. Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership head, believes that. Larry Pratt has told you he believes that. I've had congressmen on that said they think they're going to pull something. But people in the know that they stage most of these things. And then they get copycats going after they hype it. I don't want to explain something to the military and police and others. Even if you're reprobate, I know most of you are good. But even if you're evil and want to go along with this, you're going to be hurt in the process as well. This is going to hurt your family, and they are going to take your pension funds. Just know that. If you stand up to these bankers and say no with this PSYOP they're running, we will defeat them. But you got to have courage and you got to commit. I don't want to hear you can lose your job. I don't want to hear you can lose your business. I don't want to hear what your neighbors think, what the pastor think. Do you know all the things I've gone through, the attacks, the physical attacks, the death threats, the dirty tricks, the money I've turned down, you know, with huge networks offering me incredible amounts of money a decade ago and then just a few years ago to join the New World Order team? You know how many affiliates I lose? Because I won't mince words. I won't back off. I am committed to this. And if you would just commit and get past your cowardice, we would defeat the New World Order overnight. Let me continue. So they're hyping that Mexico's collapsing, where they have a total gun ban for the slaves. That's what they call them down there. The ruling elite of Mexico are mainly European. Go read the names on their Congress. It's Green and Swartz, and it's incredible. The name they have for their people down there is the cockroaches. That's what their racist government, you know, of all of them, 6'4", 6'5", white guys, been down there. You know, Maximilian, the German Empire, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, ruled Mexico. Mexico attacked the United States during World War I. They began an attack in World War II for Germany. It's globalist run, period. Meanwhile, the European Union crowd, that's what they were then, even in the 40s, attempted coup d'etats here in the U.S., attempting to lead the Marine Corps to overthrow the government. But the Marine Corps commander, Major General Smedley Butler, blew the whistle on it. And it was good men that stopped this. It was Fox Fallon. Well, I wouldn't even say he's a good person, but when they wanted him to stage terror attacks on his own ships a year ago, when they wanted him to move the carriers into missile range of Iran, he resigned as the head of CENTCOM. So let's continue. If you cop out on this, if you make excuses on this, if you cower and don't give the maximum effort for liberty, you will be destroyed. Don't you understand? This isn't even courage. This is self-preservation. All you can do is fight. All you can do is say no. All you can do is resist. Continuing. At the news conference today, Holder described his discussions with the Mexican counterpart about the recent spike in violence. I met yesterday with Attorney General Medina Mora of Mexico. We discussed the unprecedented levels of violence this country is facing because of their enforcement efforts. Yeah, the drug war. They admit the drug war is causing this. Holder declined to offer any time frame for the re-implementation of the assault weapons ban, however. Now, remember how 150-plus years ago how the British brought down China? Within 2 decades of bringing opium into the country that was banned, using the fact that it was illegal to buy off local police and the constabulary, they took over the port cities. Then with the U.S., French, the Dutch, everybody else, they went in and broke the country in 10 parts because of the civil war caused over the opium money. This is order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. They know exactly what they're doing. The drug war will destroy America. The bigger it gets, the more people on drugs, the more people get killed, the more cops get killed, the bigger the prisons. It's something, as I said, that the president talked about. Holder declined to offer any time frame for the re-implementation of the assault weapons ban, however. It's something, as I said, the president talked about during the campaign. He said there are obviously a number of things that have been taking up a substantial amount of his time, like overthrowing the banking system and totally taking over the U.S. Yeah, as soon as that's done, they're going to move on your guns. That have been taking up a substantial amount of his time, and so I'm not sure exactly what the sequence will be. You hear that? In a brief interview with ABC News, Wayne LaPierre, president of the National Rifle Association, said, "I think there's a lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill cringing at Eric Holder's comments right now." But see, they're rushing to get the machines in where you don't have a vote anymore, so it won't matter. During his confirmation hearing, Holder told the Senate Judiciary Committee about other gun control measures that Obama administration may consider. And see, they're going to call it a reauthorization of the assault weapons ban, but the Brady Center and Violence Policy Center are saying they're going to bundle basically semi-auto bans of all handguns and rifles into it. National registration, psychological testing to own a gun, no more owning a gun if you've ever had a misdemeanor or been to a shrink. Bans on old-fashioned ammo. You got to have the new stamped ammo. Just total control. This is a quote from Holder. "I think closing the gun show loophole," that's banning you being able to sell a gun to your neighbor. "I think closing the gun show loophole, the banning of cop killer bullets." You always see like there's cop killer bullets. Like all bullets aren't cop killer. That's to manipulate the police. Oh, the Holder wants to protect the law enforcement like they did at OKC. They protect you. They love you. "I think closing the gun show loophole, the banning of cop killer bullets, and I think that making the assault weapon ban permanent would be something that would be permitted under Heller." That's the Supreme Court decision. See, because that Supreme Court decision actually said that they can restrict guns. They said, "Oh, you have a Second Amendment right for us to ban your guns." Holder said, referring to the Supreme Court ruling in Washington, D.C. versus Heller, which asserted the Second Amendment as an individual's right to own a weapon. "The assault weapons ban, signed into law by President Clinton in 94, banned 19 types of semi-automatic military-style guns and ammunition clips with more than 10 rounds. A semi-automatic is a quintessential self-defense firearm owned by American citizens in this country," LaPierre said. "I think it is clearly covered under the Heller and is clearly, I think, protected by the Constitution." The first comment on here on the ABC News story says, "Well, that didn't take long, did it? The logic of Holder's statements really escaped me. How will the ban of so-called assault weapons to civilians in the U.S. have any impact on Mexican drug wars?" No impact at all. No, it'll make it better so we can live like they do there. No impact at all. None. Sure, it's easy for Mexico to blame us for their failings.
Huh.
Well, it is the government. The U.S. did fund them with billions of dollars to start the war. To shut down their drug dealing competition. They have been doing it for years. By definition, no semi-automatic or any kind of assault weapon. It is a made-up term that is bantered about with no thought behind it. No, there's total thought behind it. It's almost like, oh, Holder, oh, Clinton, oh, Bush, they're so stupid wanting this assault weapons ban. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening. I mean, and they've got the American people trained where the average person, if they're at your house and see a gun case, they get scared and, like it's full of rattlesnakes and 14-foot cobras and vipers and all of this. Meanwhile, your cars every year kill 35, 40 times, depending on the year, what guns do. Swimming pools kill 5 times on average what guns do. And most people being killed by guns are criminals invading homes or drug dealers shooting each other up. A citizen sees cops in paramilitary black masks with submachine guns, and they go, oh, I feel so safe. Oh, yes, oh, oh. But they see another slave with a gun. They're like, you're a slave. You're not supposed to have a weapon. And just like black house slaves in the United States, 200 years ago, if they saw a slave with even a knife or a mallet or a hickory stick or any type of weapon, they would run in and say, the slave's got a weapon. The slave's got a weapon. You are gelded. You are domesticated. You are cowardly. You will be usurped. You will be enslaved. You will be robbed. You'll be nailed to the wall until you actually grow up and be men and women out there. Every day I see articles where a woman calls 911. I saw one just this weekend where a woman called 911. It took the police 15 minutes to get there, and by the time they got there, she was murdered. I mean, somebody starts busting in my house. My wife just goes to the instant access pistol safe that's in 3 rooms. She has the revolver in seconds, and she just relaxes calmly. Points at the center of mass and opens fire until the firearm's discharged. That's it. All these people buying, you know, $100,000, $200,000, million-dollar safe rooms and concrete with their own ventilation to hide out. Somebody starts coming to my house, I just calmly, like a robot, go get the firearm. That's how you got to do it, and just relax. Take a deep breath and just open fire. You know, that woman with that chimpanzee, that 200-pounder, you know, 100-pound chimp is as strong as a 500-pound man in shape. 200-pounder, that means it had the strength of a 1,000-pound man with 2% body fat. Ripped her nose off, ripped her eyes out, ripped her face off. Of course, it was on psychotropic, always. You know, it's not normal. You know, the insert of those drugs says causes psychotic breaks and delusions. Every mass shooter we've seen has been on it. Every case has been on it. I talk a lot of police when they pull up at a house in Houston or whatever, and a naked woman's dancing on a roof, slicing her breast off with butcher knives, or a woman cuts her baby's arms off or drives her kids in the water. They're always on it. Always. Because it's a hallucinogen. And yeah, you may have 2 or 3 years of good trips, folks, putting you in a dream, but you're going to have that bad trip, and then it floods the brain and triggers through the serotonin reuptake inhibitor system huge imbalances, and then aggression hormones flood the brain. Do they try to stop people taking this? No, 20% of the public's on it now. And under the new Freedom Initiative that Bush passed, they say in there they want half of America's school children on it. Half. And then they give the kids death education. You know, if you look at the numbers since federally funded death education began in schools, first at Littleton, Colorado, at Columbine, first place it started, they teach the kids about death, how to commit suicide, and then suicide explodes because they're teaching 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds how to hang themselves, how to shoot themselves. Then they put them on Prozac. They tell them when you're depressed, you know, don't commit suicide. They teach them how to do it, and they kill themselves. The social engineers know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. Instead of taking your 12-year-old out and letting them fish and crawl around in creeks and build things in the shop or make models or spend time with them, you put them in front of a TV 5-6 hours a day. You feed them Coke, a cola with all the caffeine and cocaine derivatives in it. You let them eat all the crap. They feel like crap. They watch TV. They go to school. They're on hormones that make them go into puberty when they're 8 years old. They're all upset and freaked out. You put them on speed. You put them on Prozac. Then the school teaches them how to commit suicide, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. Because you're in the world. You're in a psychological warfare grid. You're having eugenics carried out against you. Now, they're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to stage mass shootings. You can bet your bottom dollar on that sooner rather than later. We got to get the word out now about what these cretins are pulling. Coming up, Democrats introduce forced public service slavery bills. They're coming, folks. They're moving at every single level. This is the big move. This is the Sovietization.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
If you've studied history, you know with horror that everything the establishment is doing is a fusion of Roman tyranny, Babylonian tyranny, Egyptian systems of control, Nazi systems, socialist systems, communist systems, and all of these big think tanks openly have studied and just spent, it's got to be trillions in the last 50, 60 years in mind weapons, in how to dumb you down, and how to break down the family, in how to neutralize and control you. It is a fact. Scientific criminal groups have gotten in and said, we want to stay in power forever. How do we do it? And they're doing it. Democrats introduced public national service bills Comprehensive National Service Plan detailed, Corporation for National Service would be granted cabinet-level status. And through USAService.org, a private group, it will be privately under the control of the new dear leader, just like Mussolini and Mao had. And Adolf Alois Hitler, through the SA and the SS. A Democratic senator from Connecticut has introduced four bills aimed at establishing a groundwork for a system of comprehensive national service. Senator Chris Dodd, Democrat, Connecticut, says the legislation will create the architecture and the structure that will serve as the invitation for everyone to serve. And then you have Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, saying it'll be forced. The invitation for everyone to serve. The Senate bills, co-sponsored by Thad Cochran, Republican, Mississippi, are companion legislation to build Representative Rosa Del LaRosso, 3rd District, introduced Tuesday in the House, calling for increases in federal spending for public service programs. The legislation would target everyone from school children to the elderly and aim to create a new basis of volunteers beyond just the usual adult pool of service programs, participants report. Two of the bills, named the Summer of Service Act, that's what Emanuel says forced, can't even have your kids for those 3 months because they're not under government control, just the TV's brainwashing them then. Two of the bills, named the Summer of Service Act and the Semester of Service Act, they're already federalizing curriculum openly, calling it, you know, Obama curriculum, are particularly aimed at middle school and high school students that will offer credits in return for participation in community service programs. Yeah, they're going to pay them and then make them. Some residents and education experts are concerned that such public service programs may become part of a student graduation requirements. Well, that's what Rahm Emanuel and Obama have said. A bill named the Encore Service Act offers cash awards to people 55 and over who participate 250 to 500 hours of public service. That'll be government-directed brainwashing and political action. In return for this service, participants would also receive an education award, which would be transferred to their children or grandchildren. A fourth bill, so see, it's government payroll. A fourth bill, the Action Act, is aimed at increasing awards for AmeriCorps volunteers and reestablishing the corporation connection with federal agencies. The bill would also grant the Corporation for National Service cabinet-level status under the Obama administration. Senator Dodd, in introducing the bill, which he previously failed to bring to a vote, Dodd told the media that legislation in response to President Obama's call for his inaugural address for national service. People asked me why I joined. I joined because the president asked, Dodd said. We've got a president who's asking. We have previously highlighted the eagerness of the new president and his staff have displayed in calling for a system of national force service. Back in July of 2008, Obama, then presidential frontrunner, called for a civilian national security force as powerful as the U.S. military. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful and just as strong, just as well-funded. And he's already had meetings with the clergy response teams to take over local communities and the InfraGuard, 25,000 executives who were armed with license to kill orders. The comments were ignored by the vast majority of the corporate media, but were found by troubling by some independent journalists who compare the idea to the foundation of the Nazi Hitler Youth. Fears of youth brigades or civilian-style Stasi units increased following Obama's appointment of Rahm Emanuel to chief of staff. Stay with us. We'll cover this a lot more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.